Do you know that in the first century church, there was no leader up here speaking? The church in Ephesus was almost like an octagon, and it was a pit. And the apostles and the prophets literally carried the body of Christ. The teachers, when they taught, were down in the pit. It was for amplification to all of the people so they could hear. But it was literally a picture of the church being built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And then this emperor came and said, we're going to put someone up front. I'm going to manipulate him like a marionette. They called it the Pope. And the people all sat back there and fell asleep, waiting to go home and eat lunch. So anyhow, a few weeks ago in Kenya, during worship, I was missing the free flow of Holy Spirit and worship that we experience here from the time prayer starts to the time we finish. Do not take for granted what you've got here. This is a unique expression that is you singing to him and him coming back to sing through you. We have had songs come from the congregation before. They will come even more as we move forward. Don't take for granted what he's placed here. So while I was longing for some worship, they sang the same songs over and over and over again. We did release a prophecy over the young people. I got a note from the apostle that we were serving there 2 days ago, and he said in their last service, Victor was the name of his, but no, was it Victor playing the piano? Victor, one of his sons, was playing the piano, and I prophesied over him that he was going to be moving freely in worship and there wouldn't be words on this. They don't have screens, so they couldn't possibly have words, but they memorized the same song. Well, they started singing new songs. The young people started leading, which is what we had prophesied they would do. He said, it worked. You know, that's what the word testimony means. Alan taught the men the other night. The word literally means it works. Do it again. When you share your testimony, you're saying what God has done, do it again. So I was waiting in the worship for something to break out, and Holy Spirit started to speak to me about next year, which has become this message. It literally became an object lesson for that first session of the prophetic conference, because I was talking about how we hear from God. We taste him, we smell him, we feel him, we see him, we hear him. And I heard him in the Word. I pulled out my Bible and I started looking up scriptures. They probably wondered what I was doing, because most of the time every message I had except for that prophetic conference was something the Lord gave me during their worship time. So they probably figured I was getting a message. Can you turn off these front lights, please? In 1894, Bollinger wrote a book called Numbers and Scriptures. On page 262, he suggests that the number 20 in Scripture gains its significance in that it's one less than 21. It's one less than 3 times 7, which is the number of God times completion, 21. And therefore, it carries the connotation of waiting or expectation. How many of you are waiting for something in 2020? Most of us. We're expecting. When I was talking with Richmond before the service started, we both are expecting Holy Spirit to do something beyond the normal. I'm expecting it in the next 2 generations. So we need to let 2020 be a year of holy expectation and anticipation of his glory. Are you anticipating his glory? His glory is greater than his presence, because his presence comes out of his glory. It was amazing that during the prayer time, they started singing about the glory of the Lord. During prayer time, spontaneous song was just about his glory. Remember that the 5780s will be about the increasing authority of your voice. So we're in the year 5780. It started at Rosh Hashanah back in September. So in the Hebrew decade that we're moving through, which will be the 2020s on the Greek calendar, it's all about the authority of our voice increasing. So as we move into 2020, let's start by looking at something that Paul said to the Ephesians. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. I've had to repent a lot since I wrote that down, especially on the snow the other night. And the snowplow guy, who I am now a blessing. Let me tell you a story. Because I blessed him, RG&E showed up in the middle of my shoveling my driveway and told me I had to have a new gas meter. Insisted that I needed one. And I said, well, you just painted this one last year. I said, well, we paint every other year. I said, I've been here 33 years and that's the first time you've ever painted that meter. He said, well, you got to call because blah, 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 blah. It's a government regulation or over-regulation. So they came on Thursday, just before you two came. But as I was rejoicing that there was just a little tiny bit of snow and that would probably melt, the plow guy had never done the turnaround in front of our house. And because I had blessed him and just said, okay, I'm going to do Ephesians 4:4 and rejoice in the Lord always. Holy Spirit said, I want you to shovel a path for RG&E to get into your meter. So when they came, the guy came to the door and he said, you cleared a path to your meter. And I said, do you know Jesus? And he said, yes, I do. And I said, he loves you because he told me to shovel a path for you. True story. Nothing unwholesome can come out of our mouth, but only such speech which is as good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. Remember, this coming decade, it's not about us. It's never about us. Joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. As is fitting for the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. So that's the foundation upon which we're going to hear what I heard in Kenya. Exodus chapter 20, verse 20, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, and in order that the fear of him may remain on you so you may not sin. 2020 is going to be a year in which we will be given choices or tests to see if God is the preeminent choice of our heart. Don't squeal in the midst of the test. Don't try to avoid the test. He's looking to see whether he is really Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. The issue is going to be not more sinning. It's going to be preparing us for the perfect manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, to rest upon us and position us for breakthrough. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is the seventh manifestation of the sevenfold spirit of God. It's the perfect peace. It's the peace in which awakening breaks out. Our tests will prepare the bride of Christ to be a vessel for awakening, or the next generation is going to have to wait for it to come. Leviticus 20:20. If there is a man who takes his brother's wife, it is abhorrent. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They will be childless. 2020 will be a year in which we must stand and speak against those things which the word of God has called abhorrent or an abomination. We stand against the sin so the sinner might be saved and set free. Remember, Father's heart is for the harvest of whosoever. If harvest is not part of what you're doing, it is not part of what Father is doing in this next decade. He is looking for a harvest. He is looking for the church to stand up and say no to the things that the Bible has said are sin. If you don't like this message, you don't want to be in an apostolic and a prophetic house, because that's what it's all about. God's word is our standard. That doesn't mean that we are looking down at the people. It means that we know we have all been there. And his grace set us free, and he has more grace for them. But if we coddle them and make the water nice and warm, they will slowly boil like the frog. 2020, Numbers 2020, but he said, "You shall not pass through." And Edom came out against him with a heavy force and a strong hand. It's happening right now, folks. Expect spiritual resistance to increase in the natural realm in 2020. Do not be surprised at the bold efforts of darkness to attempt to steal your path to freedom or destiny this year. Next year, the U.S. election process will be really ugly if we, as the bride of Christ, do not stand up now and start praying for shalom, salvation, provision, protection, and peace to pervade every aspect of it. That's what shalom means. It's all up to us. You see that fence there? That is the wall that Israel built to keep terrorists, drug traffickers, and sex traffickers out. Those crimes dropped 97% since they built that wall. Walls aren't effective, right? Let me tell you. We have to protect our borders in the spirit this year, because the enemy is already permeating them. I'm talking about spiritual warfare. I'm talking about the battles that we face that we think are natural. The battle is spiritual. Deuteronomy 20:20. Have you gotten the gist? He told me to look up every 2020. "Only the trees which you know are not fruit trees you shall destroy and cut down, that you may construct siege works against the city that is making war with you until it falls." 2020 will see an increase in spiritual warfare, and we must know the word of God and the weapons of our warfare for this new year, this new season, and the new era. The word contains weapons which Holy Spirit intends for us to decree with our voice, activating heaven's angels to war on our behalf. Be sure you are not using harvest tools for war. There are weapons talked about in the scripture that are mighty for defeating principalities and powers. And I'm talking about more than just the blood of the Lamb, worship, and praise. There are at least 100 weapons the Lord has shown us how to use, and we need to know what they are so that we can fight the spiritual battles that are coming against our lives, our marriages, our children, our community, our state, our nation, and the nations of the earth. Because the enemy does not want Father to have his harvest, but we're going to make sure he gets his harvest. Amen. Judges 20:20. "The men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel arrayed for battle against them at Gibeah." 2020 will see an increase in error, or the seducing spirit, manifest in the body of Christ. True apostolic and prophetic leaders will arise to address the attempt of the enemy to beguile the bride of Christ. So we must sanctify ourselves in the word and set ourselves apart with the Lord so that we do not get caught off guard. It will be real easy when you never open your Bible and read what the word of the Lord says for someone to tell you that's not the word of God. It's as simple as one little one-letter word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. But there is a sect, which is not a Christian sect, they claim to be, that says the word was a God. One little word. And they teach that Lucifer and Jesus are brothers. That religion started in Palmyra, New York. Don't get caught off guard because you don't know the truth who came to set you free. I asked the people in Kenya this question. They knew the answers. They didn't want to answer, but I told them I wasn't going to speak anymore until they answered. Then they started talking back. Is Jesus Christ the Word of God? Yes. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes.
Two scriptures, right? That means the Old Testament or the Old Covenant and the New are just as important for you and I to have victory over the enemy. By the way, the only word Jesus quoted when he was on the earth was himself. And it was all Old Testament until he rose from the dead. Don't let the enemy seduce you. If you need foundations teaching, ask for it. We'll tell you how to get it so you understand how important the Word of God is. 1 Samuel 20:20. I will shoot three arrows to the side as though I shot at a target. 2020 will be a year in which we must know and clearly communicate the strategies of heaven. This will enable us to move forward boldly and advance the kingdom of God on the earth. Expect to hear strategies. Expect where you are connected and aligned to help you understand the strategy of heaven so that you don't get consumed with the same old cesspool of lies that is swirling around the world. Not just in the United States. We are the last bastion of freedom. So he's trying to take down the leader and us so that he can take down all the other nations that have depended upon the evangelism that came out of the U.S. Now we need others to come from other nations and evangelize us. 2 Samuel 20:20, Job replied, "Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy." This is the Tower of Siloam. This is where the wise woman said, "Wait a minute, why are you tearing down our city? What do you want?" He said, "Well, I want the man who did this." She said, "Okay, we'll throw his head over the wall to you." 2020, it will be important to listen to the wisdom Holy Spirit has given to apostolic mothers in Israel. We have apostolic mothers in this house. Through the Lord has given wisdom. Their words will save many of us from missing the path to our destinies. We need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit through the vessels that he has cleaned and sanctified for his use. If that stepped on your theology, good, because it was man's thought, not God's. 1 Kings 20:20. They killed each his man, and the Arameans fled, and Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, escaped on a horse with horsemen. In 2020, it will be important for each of us to fulfill our assignments. I cannot do what I do around the earth unless you do what needs to be done in the places God has called you to walk, which is why we sent Dave out to New York City, why we sent Casey out to Arizona, why you sent me to Honduras. Unless we all do what God wants us to do in the periods of time called the week, guess what? The enemy runs roughshod over all of us. As we do what we do, and the plans of darkness will be exposed, thwarted, and destroyed, and we need to be aware of the times when our sisters and brothers need us to stand with them. So you need to be sure that your armor is in place and battle ready. I saw a cartoon where someone had the full armor of God and it was laying in a heap on the side and they were trying to fight a battle without it. Doesn't work. Do you know what the seventh piece of the full armor of God is? Praying in the spirit, tongues on all occasions. Seven is the completion. It's the perfect piece. The enemy does not know what you're praying. He does not know what you're hearing from Holy Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, you get strategies and timings from heaven that the enemy can't thwart. But when I speak English or any other language of man, he knows exactly what the communication is. Most of us spend very little time praying in the Spirit. Make sure your armor is in place and battle ready. If you need some help, get a refresher on deliverance, so that you can carry your sword, you can pick up your shield, you can put on your helmet, you can gird your loins with the breastplate, with the belt of righteousness, you can put on the gospel of peace on your feet. So everywhere you go, wait a minute, that's in the Bible. Every place you tread should be taken for the kingdom of God. Your DNA coming off the leather or plastic or rubber on the sole of your shoe should be leaving an imprint of heaven so that someone will trip over it and Holy Spirit can start talking to them, convincing them that they need Jesus. 2 Kings 20:20. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might and how he made the pool and the conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Casey and I walked through this tunnel the first time we were in Israel. It's really there. There wasn't that much water in it when we walked through it. And they have a path that you can walk down alongside it and see the history that was there. 2020 will see those who are passionate for the Lord doing exploits in his name and creating overcoming testimonies which the next generations will use to accelerate the advancement of the kingdom of God on earth in preparation for Yeshua's return in glory. Exploits. When we were talking before the service, this is what I'm excited about, is the next two generations hungry to do something. Casey and I saw a transformation in our granddaughter when we were down for the wedding last weekend because she had accepted Jesus 6 weeks ago. She's a different little girl than the girl that was here this summer. It was so sweet. I'm expecting those two generations to do such exploits, the enemy's going to run and scatter. That's Sarah's generation. That's Theresa's generation. That's Zaria's generation. That's the kids out in class, not waiting until they get to be in their 60s to do something, but doing it when they're 6 and when they're 16. 2 Chronicles 20:20, and they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established or saved. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets and you shall prosper." Since 1983, this has been one of my life scriptures. I wasn't surprised when the Lord said, do the 2020s. I knew exactly this one was in there. Since 1986, this has been one of Casey's in my life scriptures because he said through three prophets, stay in Rochester. Don't be surprised to have the Lord meet you early in the morning hours across this next decade to release his strategies to you for salvation and exploits to expand his glory in the earth. But be sure you know the prophetic voices Holy Spirit desires to use in your life. We had people come up to us in the last 3 weeks in Africa and in the United States and say, we're believing this prophetic word. And I said, who gave it to you? He said, I don't know. They just gave it to me. I said, did you find it aligned in Scripture? They said, what's that? So they didn't even know how to judge a prophetic word. And I said, did you review it with your oversight? They said, they don't believe in prophecy. So they asked me, one of them asked me about the word, and I said, well, I wouldn't embrace that word if it was given to me. Make sure you know the voice that's speaking to you. Don't be afraid to do this. Hang on a minute, let me record that. And by the way, what is your name? Get it. You're going to hold them accountable and God accountable for the word. You're going to make sure it's in Scripture. Because if it's in Scripture and you've got that word, those two words are equal in your destiny. You know, if it's true prophecy, your book in heaven has been opened and the Lord's allowed someone to see the next chapter or the chapter after in your book so that they can speak it into your reality in the earth realm. If it's true prophecy, do you want an example? I knew she would. February 4th of 1986, they said I was in line for God's promotion. To stay in Rochester, I had to take myself off the fast track to executive leadership at Kodak. I knew when I stayed, that career path was over. What I'm doing now is the promotion they were talking about. every one of the leaders, the elders, everyone agreed it was the word of the Lord. And oh, by the way, that was almost what it says when the prophet said, promotions don't come east from west. Promotions come from the Lord. That is in Scripture. Find it. If it's in Scripture, you can cling to that as though God came, stood right in front of you, and said, daughter, here's what I'm doing for you. Job 20:20, because his desire and greed knew no quietness within him, he will not save anything of that which he delights. I want to look at that in the message. That's pretty powerful. But sometimes we need to hear it as it might be said today. Such God-denying people are never content with what they have or who they are. Their greed drives them relentlessly. I was there 40 years ago. In 2020, the motives of our heart will be revealed. The good news is we can repent. Those with pure hearts will see God and receive his desires and will walk in his delight. Scripture says that if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. What that literally means is, and when I delight myself in him, he will put his desire in my heart so that his desire can be done through me. It doesn't mean I get a pink Cadillac. Some of you are too young for that. Name it and claim it by faith. Many of you don't know who Janis Joplin was. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, but I must make amends. That's one of her songs. Unfortunately, her gift was not sanctified. Hey, I'm a set-free, delivered, spirit-filled former hippie. Proverbs 20:20. Very important. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness. 2020 will see the return of honor in the body of Christ, which will allow worship to enter into realms we have not experienced before. I'm talking about honor across generations. Don't speak evil of the generations before us. They battled stuff we will never have to battle, and the generation after us is going to battle stuff we hope never they should have to battle. If we do our jobs right as three generations honoring each other, we're going to have worship that releases such powerful angelic forces into the earth realm that we're going to see exploits being done by those who are out in the lobby, by those who are my parents' generation, by those in our generation and in our children's generation. By the way, those in the lobby are my grandkids. Whose mouths speak rebellious words will find their lamp flickering dimly in time of need. Watch carefully what you say about your elected officials. I was disappointed in our local elections. You know what I was disappointed about? The body of Christ did not go out and vote. In my town, only 10% of the town went out and voted. If we do that, the enemy has already eaten our lunch. If you come from a place where they say Christians shouldn't vote, you are coming from a place that does not know the freedom and the foundation of the United States of America was based upon men and women who gave their lives for the right to vote. If you grew up in a generation where they told you they came for business advantages, I'm telling you that you were brought up in a generation that teaches lies. They came so they could freely worship the King of Glory. Go back and read our founding fathers' journals. Oh, what, you know what? You can't change that because they're not digital. And they worshiped the provider. They worshiped the creator. They worshiped so that there would be a prophetic release. And many of them didn't know what prophetic release was, but they walked in it. they worshiped so that the Holy Spirit would send angels and hide our Continental Army. Surrounded out in the lobby was the Continental Army. Nowhere to go, and all of a sudden fog comes in. You can read it in their journals. And they all escaped. They should have been defeated, destroyed before the war ever started. But God. That's what we're moving into. When we honor the generations before us. If you heard my message about breaking the bastard spirit in January, you can listen to it online if you didn't. England called us bastards. They put a curse on us. We've broken that curse off this house. We'll break it everywhere we go. Don't let your lamp flicker dimly. You are meant to expel the darkness as soon as you walk into a room. You should light up your office building or your school or wherever you go just by your presence in that place. Expect to see the darkness get darker. They are good at what they did. When I was a sinner, I was one of the best. Thank you, God, for hearing someone's prayer and setting me free. But allow your light to extinguish the darkness. How? Honor. Even in the face of your enemy, honor the person, but war against the spirit behind their sin.
Right.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not about flesh and blood. It's not about the person at the news desk. They're just doing what their boss pays them to do. What? Truth, folks. The elite of the world own the media, but God's taking it back. Expect to see shifts. In case you didn't know it, I'm prophesying in this message. Ezekiel 20:20, and hallow, separate and keep holy my Sabbaths. And they shall be a sign between me and you that you may know, understand, and realize I am the Lord your God. Ron, did you know what I was speaking on tonight? What's it say right there? Sabbath rest. We started singing about that. About how important it is. Several years ago, I told the Lord something in prayer. And he said, well, I like the 3 hours you spend with me every morning. I want you to spend 5 hours with me on Saturday. Saturday was the only day I had to do any yard work. When we first bought our house, I had a 12 horsepower tractor that couldn't make it up the hill. It had an old cast iron engine in it, and going up the hill with the power takeoff running, it couldn't make it. So I had a mow going down the hill. Well, that morning he said, I want you to spend 5 hours with me. So I spent my 3 hours. Then I went to an hour prayer meeting. We had men's prayer meeting on Saturday morning. And then I went, because it was our week, to picket the hospital that no longer exists that did abortions in the city. Went there for an hour. Then prayed on the way home. It was almost 6 hours by the time I got home. And I said, it took me 6 hours to mow the yard. I said, well, I got the entire yard mowed. The tractor never stalled once in either direction. Got the whole yard mowed in 3 hours. It's the only time ever. Because he said, spend a little time. Separate. Yeah. It's all his. Lisa just said he owns time. Do you know you have two things of eternal value? Do you know that? Your words and your time. Once you spend a second, unless you're Hezekiah or Joshua, you don't get them back. Remember Hezekiah, the son backed up 10 steps so that he would know God truly sent Isaiah to prophesy. You know, if Isaiah came to me and started prophesying, I think I'd believe him. But he asked for a sign. And the Lord had the son stand still for 24 hours for Joshua. So that he could win the battle. He's not a respecter of persons who do the same thing for you if you'll give him what he asked for. Let me ask you a question. What day was man created on? Sixth day. So what was the very first thing man experienced? The seventh day. Sabbath was made for us. It's not a religious thing. It's a time to enjoy good stuff. You know what I enjoy? Guacamole, salsa, a good movie, and a fire in the fireplace. Chill. 2020 will see those who are passionate for the Lord's to experience a revival of his rest. That's what we sang about. Which will accelerate the fulfillment of their destiny and release them in Father's supernatural promises. If you break one of the commandments, you've broken all of them. The one most Christians do not honor is pick a Sabbath and honor it. Rest. Sometimes because of our travel, our Sabbath this week will be tomorrow. Most of the time it's Sunday night to Monday night. Sometimes it's on Tuesday, depending where we are, so that we can rest and recharge. It will become very important because everything is going to begin to accelerate in preparation for Jesus' return across this decade, which means those of us who don't know how to rest are going to get burned out. If you don't think that's biblical, read Daniel chapter 7 where it says the enemy's plan is to wear down the minds of the saints. When you're tired, do you think clearly?
Nope.
I don't, that's for sure. Some people say I never think clearly, but Matthew 20:20, you know what the good news is? We're almost done. The mother of Zebedee's children came up to him and with her sons kneeling worshipped him and asked for a favor. Have you ever asked Jesus to do you a favor? You can, you know. He said, you can ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. But in 2020, we begin an era of asking Father for the promises that are in our books in heaven to be manifest in the earth just like they are in heaven. But we cannot ask amiss. That's with wrong motives. Pride, greed, unrighteous jealousy. Sanctified unity, according to John chapter 17, will be the motivation of those who ask and receive because their hearts are in such unity with Father, Spirit, and Son, they delight in pouring it into us. Guess what? That's where we're going, that we are one. That's what Jesus prayed, not just for the ones that were sitting outside the garden, but for all of us. He said, for those afar off. We are moving into the time of God's favor on his sons and daughters so that we in his favor can do exploits, bring glory to his name and harvest into his kingdom. Luke 20:20. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order that they might catch him in some statement so they could deliver him to the rule and authority of the governor. In 2020, we're going to see an increase of demonically inspired schemes to steal your peace, kill your joy, and destroy your testimony. Because without a testimony, according to Revelation 12:11, you cannot overcome the devil. The body of Christ must rise up and become shrewd in the ways of the world, stay close to the Lord, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. This will release an outpouring of signs, wonders, and miracles in the earth. When we are so connected with him, he will use you as a conduit of grace and as a vessel of glory to bring his presence into situations where he has never shown up before. I know that because that was my career. I saw him do things with unbelievers who had never heard his name and never wanted to hear his name, like taking cancers out of their body. He's not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for you to be a vessel that he can use. John 20:20, and when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. 2020 will see an increase in the manifestation of the presence of the Lord in the earth, and the testimonies of his visitations will cause many strongholds or religious thought patterns to break. This will lead to waves of souls coming into the kingdom as part of the harvest that Yeshua died for. It's all about his harvest. We're going to see generations from nations, the ethnos, come to him. Acts 20:20. how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you publicly and from house to house. It's all going to be about you are a witness. It's first going to be what they see in you before they hear what you say. I'm not talking about, can I give you this track? You read it and you'll know everything you need to know. They're going to see you do signs, wonders, and exploits. They're going to say, what is that? And you're going to say, it's not that, it's him. It's the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised for anyone who will believe. 2020 will see a new mantle of boldness come upon those who know the Lord, especially in the next two generations, 40 and under. Ron, you just made it. They will move in fresh infillings and outpourings of Holy Spirit, speaking boldly and doing exploits in the name of the Lord. We will have opportunity to stand for the Lord and not shrink back. You're going to roar, not by shouting, but by the truth that is in you coming out. It is going to permeate hard walls and see them come down. There truly is a mantle of boldness coming on these next two generations. I'm seeing it when we travel. I see it here. It's going to get even greater. This guy here. Who, me? He's silly enough to believe the Lord. He's silly enough to have conversations with him. He's silly enough to do what the Holy Spirit says. He's silly enough to see people receive signs, wonders, and miracles. In the early 1980s, there was a song by Dallas Willard that said, I'll be a fool for you, Jesus. I'd rather be a fool for Jesus than one who is simple-minded. Remember this, this year will be a decade to be sure your thoughts are right before the Lord so the authority of your voice will expand his kingdom in the earth. The authority of your voice depends upon what is in your heart. Next year, 2020, will be an opportunity for all of us to sing for the Lord. And to sing new songs to the Lord. It's all about getting in time with God. Amen? If you haven't heard a prophetic message before, you have now. You can go say, that Al guy is crazy. And I'll say thank you. Because the Lord said I'm peculiar. And you disagreed with the Lord. I had a supervisor doing my performance review. My supervisors were upper managers. And he literally said, you're crazy. And I said, thank you. And he said, what? And I said, you just agreed with the Bible that says I'm peculiar. Peculiar and crazy, yeah, they're the same. Father, these are your sons and daughters. They are vessels of your Holy Spirit. They are carriers of your Son. Jesus, this is your bride. And I say, they have a heart that is desirous of more of you, Spirit and Father. I say, let your Holy Spirit pour over them in measures they have not even begun to ask for. I say, Lord, we send them this week to be emissaries and ambassadors of the King of Glory in every place you send them, whether it be shopping, whether it be school, whether it be the marketplace, whether it be work, whether it be governmental halls. Lord, we send them to expand your kingdom and to prosper because their soul is prospering in you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ladies, there's a sign-up sheet for the women's Christmas gathering. It's always a good time, even if I don't get any leftovers. No, but sometimes the best soups were gone. Huh? Oh, and also check your name on the call list to make sure that your number and address are right. And if you don't want your name in there, just put a big X through it. Yeah. So if you want it, there's a draft out there. Write your name, your address, your phone number down there, and Lynn will put it in for you. There are refreshments next door. Please stay in fellowship. I love you all. Have a blessed week.